And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Laura Wenzel. The United States has often led the world in creating a fair and open society. This was the first country to guarantee the right to free expression of our spiritual beliefs, for example. However, we also have a legacy of shamefully oppressing and neglecting our fellow human beings, beginning by massacring Native peoples and enslaving Africans, and more recently imprisoning Japanese American citizens and closing our ports to Jewish refugees escaping Nazis. Today, thousands of children in Guatemala and Honduras face rampant violence, including rape and being forced into gang membership. They are attempting to escape by making a dangerous journey to the United States. The response of our leaders has echoed the worst of our past. Governor McCrory stated that these children pose a threat to North Carolina and should be sent back, and our Congress went on vacation instead of finding a way to help these children. Groups like the North Carolina Justice Center and the North Carolina Religious Coalition for Justice for Immigrants are counteracting the racial hatred behind these responses and advocating for the well-being and protection of these children. We must not turn away these vulnerable people. We should have learned by now of the spiritual consequences of such an inhumane act. Please urge Governor McCrory and President Obama to provide compassionate relief for these refugees and save our country's spirit. This is Laura Wenzel.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.